Hello, I'm with Robin the Cat. Let me start. So then I made a drawing. He looked at it carefully, then he said, "No, that shape is already very sickly. Make me another." So I made another drawing. My friend smiled gently and indulgently. "You see yourself," he said, "that this is not a ship. This is a ram. It has horns." So then I did my drawing over once more. But it was rejected too, just like the others. "This one is too old. I want a ship that will live a long time." By this time, my patience was exhausted because I was in a hurry to start taking my engine apart. So I tossed off this drawing and I threw out an explanation with it. "This is only his box. The ship you asked for is inside." I was very surprised to see a light break over the face of my young judge. "That's exactly the way I want it. Do you think that this ship will have to have a great deal of grass?"
"Why?"
"Because where I live, everything is very small." "There will surely be enough grass for him," I said. "It's a very small ship that I have given you." He bent his head over the drawing. "Not so small that. Look, he has gone to sleep." And that's how I made acquaintance of the little prince. It took me a long time to learn where he came from. The little prince, who asked me so many questions, never seemed to hear the ones I asked him. It was from words dropped by chance that, little by little, everything was revealed to me. The first time he saw my airplane, for instance — I shall not draw my airplane, that would be much too complicated for me — he asked me, "What's that object?" "That's not an object, it flies. It's an airplane. It's my airplane." And I was proud to have been learned that I could fly. He cried out then, "What, you dropped down from the sky?"
"Yes," I answered modestly.
"Oh, that's funny." And the little prince broke into a lovely peal of laughter, which irritated me very much. I like my misfortunes to be taken seriously. Then he added, "So you too come from the sky? Which is your planet?" And that moment I caught a gleam of light in the impenetrable mystery of his presence. And I demanded abruptly, "Do you come from another planet?" But he did not reply. He tossed his head gently without taking his eyes from my plane. "It's true that on that you can't have come from very far away." And he sank into a reverie, which lasted a long time. Then, taking my ship out of his pocket, he buried himself in the contemplation of his treasure. The next story will be continued by Lila823. Thank you.